Labor Department drafts rule to open 401ks to alternative investments. The U.S. Department of Labor is preparing proposed regulations that could clear the way for more alternative investments inside 401k plans, according to a Reuters report published May 1, 2026. The filing has not yet appeared on the Federal Register, but the Reuters note indicates the draft is moving through the agency review process. For context, the American 401k system holds more than $9 trillion in retirement savings. Most of that money sits in mutual funds, target date funds, and index products. Alternatives inside a defined contribution plan typically means private equity, private credit, real estate, hedge fund vehicles, and, increasingly in policy debates, digital assets. What the Reuters note actually says, the available signal is short. Reuters describes the DOL action as proposed regulations that could pave the way for more alternative 401k investments. The agency has not posted a public comment period or final notice text at the time of writing. That matters. A proposed rule is not a final rule. The DOL still has to issue a notice of proposed rulemaking, run a comment window, weigh objections, and then finalize. Anything between the draft stage and the final rule can change. Treat the Reuters tweet as confirmation of intent, not as a regulatory green light. The Trump-era retirement policy reset. The push has roots in a Trump executive order issued August 7, 2025, that directed the DOL to revisit fiduciary guidance on alternative assets in qualified retirement plans. The order was widely read in financial media as a signal that the administration wanted private equity and digital assets back inside the 401k menu. The administration had already unwound the May 2022 compliance assistance release that warned plan sponsors to exercise extreme care before offering crypto options. Without that warning on the books, fiduciaries had less explicit downside if they added a digital asset sleeve. But most plan sponsors still waited for affirmative cover before moving. A formal proposed rule would be that affirmative cover. Why crypto sits inside this story? The Reuters snippet does not say crypto explicitly, and a careful read should not assume it. The alternatives bucket also covers private equity firms like Apollo, KKR, and Blackstone, which have lobbied for years to access defined contribution flows. That lobbying predates the crypto debate by a decade. Still, every recent DOL action on alternative assets has been read in part through a digital asset lens. The reason is structural. Crypto is the most volatile, most politically contested asset class in the alternatives bucket, so it absorbs the bulk of public attention even when the rule text is broader. If the proposed regulations explicitly name digital assets or carve out a path for them, the story becomes a near-term tailwind for spot Bitcoin and Ether ETF inflows. If they do not, expect private equity sponsors to capture most of the early adoption. Market reaction so far. The crypto reaction at the time of writing is muted. Bitcoin trades at $76,975, up 1.5% in the last 24 hours, with Ether at $2,274, up 1.0% per CoinMarketCap data captured at 0731 UTC on May 1, 2026. The Fear and Greed Index reads 42, which is the neutral band. None of these moves can be cleanly attributed to the DOL story, given that the proposed text is not yet public. A bigger reaction is more likely once the actual rule is filed, because traders will then have specific language to price. What plan sponsors and asset managers will watch for? When the proposed rule lands, three details will set the tone for how aggressively the industry moves. The first is fiduciary safe harbor language. If the DOL grants a defined safe harbor for plan sponsors that allocate to a vetted list of alternatives, adoption accelerates. If sponsors still bear full ERISA-grade fiduciary risk, most will sit on the sidelines. The second is whether the rule defines digital assets or leaves the category to plan-level interpretation. A defined category opens the door to ETF-wrapped exposure. An undefined category usually means another year of legal review before any sponsor moves. The third is the comment window length. A 60-day comment window suggests the DOL wants this finalized before the next election cycle. A 120-day window suggests it expects significant pushback.